No crashing, please. Never mind.
We'll cut that together. Don't touch any buttons!
I'm trying, but it's hard when you're trying to balance it. This would be weird, because you always do the intro. Right, okay. I hate doing the intro. It's always the hardest bit. Getting started.
This is Linux Outlaws, episode 100, for Monday, July the 6th, 2009. Outlaws on the Autobahn.
Hey everybody, welcome to Linux Outlaws episode 100, very special episode. We're recording from a car doing 130 kilometers per hour in the moment. We thought we'd, beat Dave Yates at his own game, and Chad Bollenberg is doing that as well. Yeah, special 100th episode. I'm Fab, as always.
Hello everyone, I'm Dan. Yeah, this is, we're on live from the Autobahn.
A2,
apparently, I'm reliably informed. I've just seen a sign, A2. Yeah, we had a special intro as well. That was a special classical guitar version of our theme tune by John Culp from Lafayette, did you say? Louisiana, yeah. Which is amazing. He's even done like a full musical score. So if anyone amongst you, can read music, I'm useless at reading music these days. But you could get the music and learn to play it on a whatever, piano or something. Could be interesting. Yeah, so you probably hear a bit of background noise because, as Fab said, we're in a car, so I'm kind of holding the microphone and passing it across and trying not to hit him in the face while he drives, but get it close enough so he can still talk into it. We haven't quite worked that out. So we're trying to outdo Dave Yates. We also talked about editing the show in the car as well, so we could say that we've outdone Dave Yates. That would be good. So, yeah, this is going to be a bit different because we're not actually going to talk about computers and, well, maybe computers, but not about Linux specifically. We've got you can hear some waffling paper. We've got a list of questions that people sent to us on Twitter and Identica. We had a few responses. A lot of people posting loads of questions, the same people posting loads of questions. So thanks to them. Should we start off with the first one then? You ready? Okay. This one's from Don Henry. It says, what is a good size for a snack cake? I don't know. Do you want to take that one?
I'd say as big as you can possibly make it. Well, it's still, fitting in your mouth. You have to eat it with one bite. I think that would be a good idea. We were talking about this. And this is, of course, assuming that you can have more than one. Yeah. If you can only have one, it has to be bigger, definitely. But, that's what I would say.
He didn't specify whether you could have more than one or not. It just says what is a good size for a snack cake. I don't know. I'll agree with that. I've never really thought about it. So, and he says, what's the sound of one Linux Outlaw clapping? I can't really do it with the mic. Hang on. I'll put the mic down for a second.
There you go.
That was it. That's what it sounds like. If you can hear it over the traffic noise. What else has he got? If you could be any major appliance, which one would you be and why? And he's put a stipulation, anything bigger than a can opener. So, what do you reckon?
This is terrible because I would have said some kind of sex toy.
Yeah.
But, it's going to be bigger than a can opener. I don't know. I don't know. Probably a fridge. Something you can keep beer cold in.
A fridge?
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'd probably have to be a kettle because I like tea so much. Then I could, yeah, keep making tea all the time. Or maybe a toaster. I like toast as well.
Talkie toaster.
Talkie toaster, yeah, there you go. Would you like some toast?
Are you a waffle man?
Yeah. So thanks to Don Henry for those. What else have we got? This one we can get on. This one will probably take a bit longer. We got on from John Hunt, who wants to know what your all-time favourite films are. So do you want to start with that one? Should we get the cable's tangled up. Hang on.
This is not
going well. We've only got one mic and I've managed to wrap the cable in it. Okay.
It's like shit. Definitely my all-time favourite movie. Well, this is behind. High up on the list, definitely The Good, the Bad and the Ugly, which is an awesome movie. Like, the cinematography on that is really good. But then, I don't know, there got to be some sci-fi in there as well.
What's the Serenity film?
Serenity is great as well, but it's like a new film. I always find it hard to, you know, if you just recently see a movie, you always think it's the best in the world, and then it mellows out within the end. Yeah. So I would say The Good and the Bad and the Ugly. That's an awesome movie.
I'd have to say, this is a bit of an odd one, but my favorite film's The Big Lebowski by the Coen brothers, because I just always wanted to be the dude. If anybody who's seen that will know what I'm talking about. Yeah, basically playing, going bowling and walking around in my dressing gown and drinking White Russians all the time. When I get to about 50, that's my ambition. So you've got to aim high, haven't you? Shouldn't be too hard. Yeah, try and get some milk and drink White Russians and stuff. I actually drank a White Russian for the first time after watching that film, you know, the cocktail. And it's actually really nice. I don't know, it's so sad. I went into a bar and thought, oh, I must order this cocktail because that's what he drinks in the film. And it was really good, though. It's really nice.
Is that made with milk?
Yeah, it's milk and vodka, which is the Russian part, and Kahlua, which is like that, yeah. And ice, and you mix it with ice.
Sounds like it's going to make me puke. I don't like cocktails with milk in it.
No, it's really good. It's really nice. That's all he does in the film, is he goes around making White Russians all the time and sniffing the milk to see if it's off.
So it's better than the Blech beer?
Yeah, it's much better than Blech beer. I don't know, other than that, there's loads. I mean, Star Wars is obviously a classic. Yeah, you can't beat Star Wars.
But only the original three.
Yeah, not the new ones with Jar Jar Binks and all that. Yes, sir, master. What does he say? Yeah. Yes, sir, Annie. Yeah. He's really annoying. We don't like him. What else is there? I don't know. There's loads. Classic films.
Ronin is awesome. Yeah. We were talking about that earlier. Robert De Niro, Jean Reno.
Yeah, Ronin. Yeah, because everyone tells me I look like Jean Reno, which isn't really true. I don't think it is, but I don't mind because he's quite cool. It's all right. Don't take it as an insult. But yeah, he's in Leon as well, which is another great film. I'm trying to think, what else is there? Classic films. I like things like all of the old Hitchcock films, Alfred Hitchcock, like Psycho and Dial M for Murder and all that kind of stuff. All the really classic black and white suspense thrillers and things. Anything with Steve McQueen in it.
Yeah, Steve McQueen is awesome, and I also like The Matrix. The original Matrix was awesome. That was great. That's another case of where they kind of fucked it up with the later films.
Yeah, the second two are awful. I can't think of any others. Should we try another question?
Yeah.
We're gonna have to keep waffling for a long time here. We've only done 8 minutes.
I can also talk about the traffic. You know, I've got this pet peeve in Germany when they make like road works on the highway, and they work on about like a stretch of 20 meters. They work, but they close down the highway for like 4 kilometers, 5 kilometers. They, you know, they put all the little plastic thingies up so you get a nice big traffic jam, and then they, you know, you go past where they supposedly working and they're just sitting in the sun eating sandwiches. Yeah. That pisses me off.
Yeah, that's council workers for you, usually, or government workers. Okay, so next one, thanks to John Hunt for that film one. I think this next one, I've actually kind of almost answered that one, but it's Alistair Munro says, if you could become a character in any film, which would you choose and why? So I'll let you answer that, because I've already kind of said.
Yeah, well, it goes from the from the movies. I mean, Clint Eastwood is in any Clint Eastwood Western, he's just badass. I also really like Han Solo, like the whole Han Solo approach. This is one thing where I like Firefly, because Mel Reynolds, the main character from Firefly and Serenity, he's pretty much Han Solo. Like the whole fight dirty thing and everything.
Shoots everyone.
Yeah, he's just cool. That's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah, apart from the Big Lebowski, as I said before, the dude, my all-time hero. I don't know, you mentioned Clint Eastwood. I reckon maybe Dirty Harry. I always liked the Dirty Harry films. Yeah, the whole, what does he say? Is that bit where he says about they go and see the mayor, and the mayor says, we don't want a repeat of that incident that happened up in Midtown last year, where you shot some guy for no reason. And he's like, well, they didn't shoot him for no reason. He was trying to rape some woman. But how did you know that? And he says, well, when I see a guy running through the streets naked with a carving knife, chasing after a woman, I assume he's not collecting for the Red Cross. Trying to overtake a car here, so this
Polish
is a Polish car. There you go, it was a Polish Mercedes, red Mercedes. Do you want the reg? Give me the reg as well.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood definitely is awesome, man. Let me see who which movie character is Ace as well.
You said that. What's his name? Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Indiana Jones, of course. Yeah, Jones is awesome as well.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think of others now. Steve McQueen. Anything with Steve McQueen in it's usually good. What's his name? What's his character? His character in The Great Escape, the guy who keeps trying to escape and getting caught.
Yeah, the motorbike guys.
Yeah, that's right. The Cooler King, I think they call him, because he always ends up in that thing called the Cooler. Yeah, that's cool. I like that. Who else? Paul Newman's cool. I like Paul Newman as well. And like Butch Cassidy in The Sundance Kid. Yeah, he's really good in that, and in The Hustler as well, which I saw quite recently, actually, the old black and white one. I don't think I can think of any others. Do you think of any others?
I try to, but this is one of the things, you know. 2 hours later, we'll remember like 50 films we like, but right now, nah.
Yeah, so that was from Alistair Munro. So thanks to Alistair for that. We had one from Ben Wilson, our friend. He's in Thailand, I think. Ben.
Come on.
But live traffic here. We've got an Opel pulled out in front of us.
It's doing 160 as well. Like, we're doing 160 and he's doing like 120.
And it's quite an old Opel as well. He's doing well. He's doing well in that.
We have six gears though. We have six gears. Two liter turbo. It's a good old Renault.
Yeah, he's not quite as fast. Yeah, so that, good. Thanks to John. Alistair for that one. Yeah, and then Ben Wilson, as I said, our friend in Thailand. I think he's Ben to talk on the forums. Wants to know, where did I put my keys?
Down your trousers, probably.
Yeah, but I wonder if he's talking about SSH keys.
Oh, that's an interesting thing. Yeah, I always lose them when I distro hop, and then I have to generate new ones.
Yeah, I can tell you a bit of a funny story, actually. I managed to delete all my SSH keys on my server quite recently. I was trying to delete a directory, and I did star, you know, rm star, and it removed the all the SSH folders as well. So then I had to regenerate all the keys, and I used that server to transfer files to the SFLC. So I had to ring Bradley and tell him that I'd deleted my keys and I had to regenerate them. And he was going, but why? Don't you have a backup? I was like, well, I do somewhere, but I don't know where it is. And he wasn't impressed. I had to tell him that I was an idiot and I deleted the key. And he had to give him a new public key so he could let me upload stuff. Because he's very very keen on security. I don't know, where have I left my keys? Try down the back of the couch. That's always a good one. Or maybe behind the fridge. I can't think what else. Yeah. It's usually somewhere like that. They always say, where was the last place you remember having them, don't they?
Yeah, that's terrible. That never works.
Although I can't remember. There's one of the saints, one of the Catholic saints, is the saint of lost things.
Saint Peter?
No, it's not Saint Peter.
It's the only one I know.
It's not Saint Nicholas either, although he's not a Catholic saint. I think it's Alexander or something?
Look, there's a countryman of yours.
Oh yeah, there's a British car in front.
And it's driving really slow.
Yeah. Bloody pommies. Can't drive.
Yeah. Well, if you go past, I'll salute.
God save the Queen.
Yeah. We don't really have a special salute. We're just going to wave. Yeah, what was I talking about there? I've completely forgotten.
Something about keys.
That's right. Yeah, I remember now. I can't remember the name of the saint, but there's a saint that you're supposed to pray to if you lose something. No, I'm serious. There's a saint that you're supposed to pray to, and if you lose something, you pray to this saint, and apparently, like, you find it. And my mum does that because she's brought up as a Catholic, and when she loses something, she wishes for Saint whoever it is to help her find it, and then whenever she finds something, she goes, "Oh, it's because I prayed for it. It's not just because she happened to find it anyway." There's no way you can be wrong. As soon as you find something, it's automatically because he helped you find it. It's not necessarily true. But
that's how Catholicism works for you. So do I have to pray now, like, "Dear Saint John, can I get my SSH keys back?"
Yeah, it's not Saint John. We haven't got like 3G, so I can't look it up on the internet. I'm sure it's either Alexander or something like that. I could ring my mum and ask her. I can't really do it now. Yeah, it's something like that. So I'll find out the name, and you can tell you the name to pray for him. Maybe he's found his keys now. Who knows? So yeah, thanks to Ben for that. We had one from Aiden N, who hasn't given a surname. I think this is one for you, really. It says, "What were your favourite MS-DOS games? Example, Commander Keen, Sky Rhodes, etc." So I'm going to hand over to you for that.
Well, I used to play Commander Keen. Commander Keen was great, but there's also one that is a bit newer. Was still a DOS game. What's it called? Something Dungeon Master or something. Basically, in every fantasy game, you're like the hero who goes into the dungeon and kills the monster. In this game, you had to build a dungeon. You had your own monsters. You earned money by digging up gold with imps. And then you had to build a dungeon, and at some point it would like say, "The knight is coming." And then the knights tried to invade your dungeon, and you had to build basically a good dungeon so they couldn't come in.
That's a bit of a reversal of the usual setup. I like that. So I think I've heard...
Dungeon Keeper, it was called.
There's something called Dungeon Master. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think that's in just normal Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that the Dungeons & Dragons? Is the Dungeon Master one of the bad guys or whatever?
No,
yeah.
that's the guy who does the dungeon, like, who thinks of all the stuff, I think. I've never been in... I'm losing geek cred by the minute here, but I've never been really into pen and paper role playing games.
Well, you're not doing that bad. At least you knew some DOS games. I haven't even got any DOS games.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have producer Katie in the car, and she just reminded me of the Day of the Tentacle, which was awesome. All those classic LucasArts, that was awesome. And then what was the other one? I think the first one was Maniac Mansion, then it was Day of the Ten, and then of course there was Monkey Island, which we talked about recently, which is coming back.
I liked, I don't know if it counts as a DOS game, but I used to like Lemmings. Remember Lemmings?
Oh, Lemmings was awesome. Yeah. It was the first time. There's another British guy. What are you doing, invading our country?
Yeah. I could make a joke there, but I probably shouldn't. Isn't that the wrong way around?
Yeah.
I used to like, Lemmings was a good one. I'm trying to think what else I used to play ages ago. I don't know. I'd probably go back even further than that. I'd go back past DOS. I used to play all the old Spectrum and Atari games and things like that. Like Elite. I don't know if you know Elite.
Elite is awesome. I never had an Atari. I played the DOS port of Elite. It's one of the best games ever. That was like, I think it was the first game that was totally open-ended, where you could just fly around.
And you had to fly around and pick up cargo and do missions and things. It was a bit like Firefly, actually. That's kind of what you did.
Yeah. It's like they used to do later. The guys who did Wing Commander, they used to do a game called Privateer. It actually had Clive Owen in it before he was a known actor. It had. You know, the guy from Das Boot, what's his name? The captain.
Yeah.
Jürgen Prochnow in there. It was an awesome game. Yeah, and there are like lots of other games that are modeled after Elites, like X. There's this German series called X, X2, X3.
The only thing I can remember about, well, I remember the game, obviously, but when main thing I remember about Elite was we used to have a Spectrum, which you had to load off a cassette, and it took about 20 minutes to load a cassette, and the screen would go all funny. And then... you'd like watch the colors go on the screen, and then in pretty much 9 times out of 10, after 20 minutes, it wouldn't work anyway. It'd just get to the end and say, oh, load error or something, and you couldn't play it. So it used to take like an hour to load a game sometimes, which now people would laugh at if they told you. But I remember my brother, he had the Spectrum, and in the manual, they had the early form of DRM, I suppose. They had like this little magnifying glass with a special kind of, special like pattern on the glass. And you had to use that to read codes out of the book. And you could only read the codes properly if you looked through the glass. So you had to have the glass thing, and that was their way of stopping you from copying the tape and giving it to someone else. But we used to have terrible trouble because we could never read the codes anyway. So it would take us hours to get the right code in. And that was pretty funny.
This all brings me back. I remember now, there were lots of other games. There were all these Star Wars games, X-Wing, TIE Fighter. X-Wing was the first game I ever bought, as in, like, didn't get traded. I just bought that. I bought that before I knew what Star Wars was. That's what turned me onto Star Wars. And that was really cool. And the original Worms was a DOS game as well. Yeah. That was awesome. And the first game I ever played, they were like when I got my first computer, which was a 286. I never got any. My first computer was a PC. I never had any Atari or something like that. And with that came the original Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
And I had a white orange screen. The screen could only do white and orange. And then there was also Test Drive.
Yeah.
And like Accolade sports games, like you had to do like hammer throwing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They were funny.
I remember Prince of Persia. That was a great game. The thing I remember about it was it had really realistic animation. You know, the guy would run along and jump and hang onto a ledge. I don't know how they did it.
But fall into the spikes.
Yeah. I don't know if they did motion capture or what, but it was really realistic the way you had to do a big run up and a jump. Yeah, I remember that. But we had that on our PC years ago, and I broke it. It was my mum's work PC, and I don't know what I tried to do. I think I tried to install a game someone at school had given me. But this was like a 286 or something. It was really old. And my mum used to use Lotus 1-2-3, which was like a word processing package, like pre like Microsoft Office and all that. I think WordPerfect was still around at the time. That was like the big one that was coming out. And I managed to wipe everything off it. And we had to get a friend of the family to come round, or one of my brother's friends was like a computer teacher, and he or a computer programmer, and he worked for like the army or the military or someone, so he was really good. But he had to come round and like write a new menu interface for us, and he wrote it all in like C or something, and it took him about 2 days, and he just wrote a whole new menu thing in C, and he installed these different programs, and one of them was Prince of Persia. So he made it so you just booted it up and you got a menu, and then you selected what game you wanted and press return and it would load. But then we could never install anything else then, but to be honest, after breaking it, I wasn't too keen in the first place.
I can still remember with the old DOS games, you had to do all kinds of shit. You had to load the mouse driver, and you know, it took you about a weekend if you got a new game. If you're lucky, it took you a weekend to set it all up so you could play the game, and then you were just finished like Saturday afternoon in the evening, and like then you had to go back to school. It was terrible.
I know, and he never got to play it. Yeah. Anyway, so thanks to Alistair. No, Aiden. Got too many people with names beginning with A. Aiden N for that one. And I think we should do a travel update, seeing as we're on the way. We're now, 3 hours, 50 minutes away from Berlin, according to the GPS. Traffic's quite light at the moment. The weather's quite good. It's quite sunny.
Outside temperature is 23 degrees. It's 3 in the afternoon. We're doing about 150, 160. I'm driving a bit slower now so that we don't crash.
Yeah, we should point out for all the American and British listeners, that's kilometers an hour, not miles per hour. It's 150 miles per hour would be a lot more, a lot faster. So a few people. I think isn't the limit like 55 in America or something? Speed limit's 55, I think. Because they think we all drive like madmen in Europe. But I mean,
one thing you can say about Germany is that the roads are kept really well. Like we're on a 3-lane highway right now. It's like really smooth, so you can do 180 without falling off, driving off the highway in the car.
Yeah, it's not a desert, a dusty track or whatever, desert track. So we got a few more. Well, we got quite a lot of questions from a couple of other people, so there's some interesting ones here. we got one from Dan Dart, who's the cloud man, as you always call him. Yeah, his first question is, how long are your beards?
Oh, mine's really short by now. It's like half a centimeter or something. I let it grow during the playoffs, but then I did cut it back, you know, the goatee again, and it's not really long.
Yeah, mine's not that long at the moment either, but the reason for that is because I'm incredibly lazy, and I thought if I cut it before I came, I wouldn't have to cut it while I was here, so I could leave it for the week and just let it grow back. But it's probably about the same, yeah. I'm incredibly lazy. Every 2 weeks or so, I just cut it back to nothing and let it grow back again, rather than doing it every day. So yeah, so there you go. That's grooming tips for you. Thanks for those grooming tips. Another question from Dan. He says, how many ducks do you personally own?
Sadly, I don't own any ducks. We have one hamster, but no ducks. So no duck porn for me.
Yeah, we're not allowed to own ducks. we're on the register for that. No, I think this might be a reference to the recent political situation in the UK. I think he's British, Nando. In the UK, we had a big controversy over the parliamentary expenses. You know, all the MPs, and one guy was claiming for a duck house, or Duck Island, they were calling it. He lives in a big estate, and he's got a lake. And in the middle of the lake, they built this like house for the ducks to live in, and he charged that to the taxpayer because apparently that's a business expense. Because of course you need ducks to be an MP, don't you?
Weren't there all kinds of shit? I listened to that on Free as a Note. Didn't one female MP claim porn for her husband or something?
Yeah. Jackie Smith, the Home Secretary at the time, she's now resigned. But yeah, her husband charged porn films to the expenses, the parliamentary expenses account. I think they were in a hotel somewhere, and he paid for some premium film and put it on the bill, and then they put the bill in for pretty crazy. So it's very controversial. But no, I don't own any ducks either, to answer that one. I did have a budgie once, years ago. We used to have a budgie called Pip, his name was. But he died, sadly. Well, budgies don't live that long. Yeah, it was my brother's budgie when we were kids. He had like a yellow and gold, yellow and black, like fur, and green and fur. Well, not fur, feathers. They don't really have fur.
Furry budgie, that's cool.
Yeah, they don't really have fur, they have feathers. But yeah, he was quite cool. You could teach him to say things, you know, because they repeat what you say. Sometimes, so we used to try and get him to repeat things. I know my friend had a parrot, and he used to try to teach it to talk, and the parrot's name was Johnny, and the thing was, they were trying to teach it to say Johnny, but the problem was, because everybody walked up to him going, say Johnny, he'd just go, say Johnny, that was the only thing he learned, he'd just say Johnny all the time, so that didn't really work. I suppose that must be, yeah, pirates.
That reminds me, there was a story about a woman, an elderly woman here in Germany, I read some time ago. She had a big parrot, and he could speak all kinds of shit. So she was like, I don't know, she wasn't there, and her house got she was there, but her house got broken into in the middle of the night. And the guy who broke into, like the parrot, started saying, "Who's there? Who's there? What are you doing here? I want a carrot." And the guy got so scared that he ran out, apparently.
Was she a pirate, by any chance? Is that why she had a parrot? Pirates have parrots on the shoulder.
Yeah, right. We should get a parrot. Now for the pirate party.
Yeah.
Have a parrot.
And an eye patch and a wooden leg. Like that guy in The Simpsons. Is it The Simpsons? Yeah, he's got the wooden leg. The captain. Yeah. So next up we got, these are all from Dan Dart, by the way. We got one is, what's your favorite computer program?
Oh dear, this is interesting. I mean, favorite? I'd say the one I use most is Firefox. But that's just, I wouldn't say that's my favorite. I'd actually... to think about this is hard.
You don't really like Firefox that much. You were talking about Chrome and Chromium and all that.
Yeah, well, Firefox sometimes crashes. I mean, I use it every day, so it's cool, but it's not like something you grow attached to. I mean, it's just a browser. It's not like you grow emotionally attached to your browser.
Some people do.
Thuna, I'd say. Thuna I really love. That's cool. That's something I use every day that never gets into my way.
Mm. I'm trying to think. I can't think of one. I mean, yeah, as you said, Firefox I use a lot. I use, because I'm always cutting sound clips together and things, I use Audacity a hell of a lot. But it's the same thing. I mean, I couldn't really say it's my favorite program because it crashes a lot. And
it's a bitch sometimes. It's like you work for 8 hours and then it crashes and takes all your stuff with you. So I save quite a lot when I work in Audacity.
Yeah, you have to, otherwise you just get in big trouble. But I mean, that's one I use a lot, and it enables me to do my job. So I have to like it in that way. But yeah, I wish sometimes it was a bit more stable. Other programs, I'm trying to think what programs I use a lot. I mean, I use Rhythmbox all the time for obviously playing music. A big one I've got into lately, which is closed source and terrible, which I've been trying to convince Fab to try, is Spotify. Which we were playing with yesterday, which is this streaming music thing where you can listen to any. Well, they haven't got every song in the world, but they've got a lot of songs on there. Well,
they're really close. They've got stuff like John Williamson, which is a really, you know, it's an Aussie folk singer. He's quite well known in Australia, but outside of Australia, you can get his records nowhere.
Yeah, but not even that. I mean, we had a search yesterday. This was a test, and I searched for John Williamson, and. Not only did they have like songs, they had about 20 albums.
Everything he's ever written, I think, was on there. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on there. That's really cool. I had to get it working through Wine. I suppose we're talking about Linux now, so we've got to be careful. But I had to get it working through Wine because there's no Linux version, so you have to install the Windows version. But I do like the fact that I was telling Fab before, when you go on and you sign up, it says when you get to the download page, it detects if you're running Linux and it says, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have a Linux version at the moment, but if you want to download the Mac or Windows version, we won't tell anyone. Which I thought was really funny, but it works well. And the other good thing is they've got they have like a wiki on the same page where it tells you there's no Linux version. It says, you know, look here for information on running it in Wine, and you go to the wiki and there's a lot of stuff in the wiki about how to get it working. It even works on FreeBSD according to their information. Don't know anybody who uses it on FreeBSD. Worth checking out though. I think it's invite only at the moment. You get 5 invites or something like that. I think it's still one of these private betas, but it's quite cool. And as I said, you can get pretty much any song. The catch is that it's supposed to get adverts between the songs,
but I think that doesn't work in Linux or something.
Yeah, it sounds like it doesn't work, because we listened to it for hours yesterday and we didn't hear any adverts. So I don't know how that works. Occasionally it freezes though, and I think that's when it's supposed to play an advert, but I'm not sure. Yeah, good program though, I like that. Any other ones you can think of?
No, I think that's it. Sonar.
Yeah,
Sonar rocks.
Yeah, Sonar's cool. I don't use it as that much. I'm trying to think what else I use a lot. Yeah, I mean, everybody uses Firefox all the time. It's probably, I quite like Gwibber, but that's another one that crashes a lot. Because we talk on, as Pat always says, we talk too much on Twitter and on Identica.
I also really enjoy Banshee. Banshee is a really nice media player.
Freedom hater.
Yeah, but it works, gets out of your way, it just works and looks good.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not freedom hating, I shouldn't say that, because I just recommended a closed source program, which is real freedom hater. I mean, we had the news this morning that you were saying even Dan Washko now is pro, well, not pro mono, but he's kind of getting more a fan of mono.
Yeah, I read on his blog that he's kind of, I don't know, turning around. He said like he was talking about all the arguments, and he says they don't really matter as long as it's, you know, open source and everything.
Yeah, well, that's always my thing. It's all under the GPL, so I don't
see
how people.
Linux now.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. We should probably move. We need the Linux alert or something. Yeah, we're in the car. You blow the horn. So everyone will be looking at us now, wondering what's going on. Okay, what else we got? Favorite computer program. I can imagine what you're going to say to this. What is your favorite toy?
My favorite toy? I wouldn't know. No comment.
No comment. Okay. I can't think of one. In fact, no, I can think of one. I've got a. I'm a huge fan of Kevin Smith's films, and I've got an action figure thing that I bought of Silent Bob, who's one of the characters. I haven't opened it. It's just in a packet, but that's quite cool. And I have that in on the wall somewhere at home, which is very sad and geeky. I know.
Does the PlayStation 3 qualify as a toy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
I'd say that's my favorite toy then.
Yeah, that's a good point actually. Yeah, that's close. Yeah, it's got to be a close one. We played hockey the other day. We can talk about that.
Yeah, that was terrible because, you know, Dan's doesn't know anything about hockey, never played like NHL, and it's like I won, but only by a very, very small margin, one goal, and he was really good. He was like making fun of me the whole first period. Like he shot the first goal, and then
and it was a blinding goal, I have to say.
He humiliated me pretty much.
Well, you did win in the end, but I reckon if I had a bit more practice, I'd probably be quite good. I couldn't get used to how you shoot and stuff, yeah. But the funny thing was, I was winning, and I was saying to him, so what does this mean, and what do we do now? It's like, I'm still winning. Yeah, so that was a good one. Here's another one. What's your favourite sport? Is that hockey?
For me, it's probably a close tie between hockey and football, soccer for the Americans. I like both of them. I used to play football when I was smaller. I used to be a goaltender, but then the club I played in kind of fell apart. And
is that because of you?
No, actually, I was at the end, me and my mate we were only two people turning up for the games, and first I was a field player, and I don't know. I don't think I was very good, so they did like our goalie left, and they did like goalie trials. And they figured out I was a pretty good goalie, so from then on I was, you know, playing goalie.
Do you play hockey now? Have you ever played hockey?
I played hockey, although I'm a terrible skater. Yeah. I'm like Happy Gilmore, I can't skate.
Is that ice hockey or street hockey now?
I do play street hockey. I did play, you know, when Pittsburgh won the Stanley Cup, I found some friends and bought some friends of a friend who also play hockey. And I started playing again, and like the first day I did a body check and like semi cracked my ribs.
Oh yeah, we should say this. Fab's managed to damage his ribs. He's been complaining today that his ribs are sore from what was that, reaching for something? I don't know what it was.
Oh yeah, make fun of me, you bastard.
No. Well, that's just why I don't do sports, you see. It's far too dangerous. You can get injured.
So your favourite sport is
football? Yeah, football, definitely. Everyone knows that. Liverpool Football Club is my team. I've never really been a big player of sports, to be honest. In school, we used to play... we used to have to play football and rugby and cricket. And we did other things as well, actually. But I think we did rugby. I was very popular in rugby because, obviously, I was big and I could, like, you know, push people out of the way. But I never really liked it. I'm too polite for rugby. You have to be quite nasty to people, and I was never quite into that. You know, you get other people who were like, there was only one, actually, I say that, but when we used to play matches, rugby matches, I didn't like kind of hitting people and stuff, but then occasionally they'd do something and make me really angry, and I'd just lose it and just go round smacking everyone for about 2 minutes. I even got in trouble for hitting the teacher once as well, which was bad. But to be fair to him, he was cheating. We had the game, we used to play the game, and one of the teachers would play on one team and the other teacher would play on the other team. So I always thought that was a bit unfair, and you know, because in rugby you're all piled on together, so you can't see what's going on. He would like punch me in the back, and this was the teacher, and he used to punch me in the back to try and get the ball off me when they couldn't see because there was a big line of people, and I turned around and smacked him in the face, and then I got in trouble. But he was punching me first. I didn't think that was fair. And I said to the other teacher, that was it, I remember now. I complained to the other teacher who was refereeing that this teacher was hitting me all the time. And he said, oh, stop complaining. He likes to play the game hard and all this stuff. And then I punched him in the face and knocked him over. And I got in trouble and I just said, I like to play the game hard. What's wrong? And he was, it's not the same. Apparently when I do it, it's not the same. Yeah, so I didn't quite like rugby. Cricket, I was actually really good at cricket. It's the only sport I've ever been any good at.
The only sport that officially involves tea, is it?
Yeah.
Doesn't involve much work either, because I was like a spin bowler, so I didn't have to run in. I just stand there and throw it, and then when I was fielding, I used to field right by the wicketkeeper, so I'd just bowl and then step to the side a bit, and then I'd be like, you know, didn't have to go anywhere. So I couldn't bat very well, but I once got a hat trick, which is really hard to get in cricket, you know, 3 wickets and 3 balls. I did that a few times, but that was good fun, but I was a wannabe Shane Warne at the time. I wanted to be Shane Warne, but I never quite made it, unfortunately. Yeah, so I don't know. Watching sports, I'd have to say, I do like football, but I also like. I'm trying to think, what else do I watch? This is quite sad, but I watch darts quite a lot. I like playing darts, but I'm not very good at it. And I also watch darts sometimes and snooker and basically any sport that doesn't involve a lot of physical activity. I'm quite into. Never liked chess much, which doesn't quite fit, but there we go. What else we got? Favorite food stuff? What do you reckon? Favorite food?
Oh dear, it's gotta be anything Italian. I like Italian. I mean, pizza, you can't beat a good pizza. Yeah, yeah. I'm quite fond of meat, you know, anything that's got meat in it. I like fish.
Like Dan's meat?
No. If it involves hanging around in trousers for 5 hours before I eat it, not really, but like burgers and stuff, they make awesome burgers in Australia. Yeah. Stuff like that. I also like fish. I basically eat anything.
Fish!
Fish, yeah. Anything except spinach. And I hate that.
Spinach? So you're not like Popeye then? You don't get strong when you eat spinach?
Yeah. I don't know. When I was a kid, there was a speeding camera there. We nearly got caught there.
We nearly got arrested. We were nearly real outlaws for a minute there.
I threw up once from tortellini filled with spinach when I was a kid. We had my birthday and we were in a cinema and I ate a lot of popcorn. And then my parents made the food. You kind of have to eat it, and I ate too much and with all the popcorn and threw up. And since then I ate spinach.
Yeah, you can't eat spinach. I was talking to someone about this, not spinach specifically, but recently the other night someone was telling me that I don't know how true this is, but they reckon any food that you don't like, if you eat it 12 times, yeah, apparently that's like you because you get to like it after you've eaten it 12 times.
They say that about olives, like if you want to try to eat olives.
Yeah, this girl was telling me she did it with olives. She couldn't eat olives, and so I said to her, how many times have you done it now? And she said about 8. Apparently it doesn't work if you just eat 12 in a row. You've got to space it out. And she said she was up to 8 and she still didn't like them that much. But she did say that now she wasn't like, she used to like hate the smell and everything, but now she's kind of doesn't like the smell anymore. And so maybe it is working. I don't know.
I love olives. Olives, olive oil. I could so live in Italy.
But that's a bit of a contradiction. You don't like spinach, so you're not like Popeye, but you do like olive oil.
Yeah.
You don't know the character Olive Oil? That's his girlfriend.
Oh, okay. No, I've never watched Popeye.
Okay. His girlfriend's called Olive Oil. that's what I was... Bad joke there that nobody got. Never mind. yeah, I'm trying to think. Food stuff. I like anything, really. I do like Italian stuff. I like Chinese food. I've always loved Chinese food. Crispy duck, stuff like that. Pasta, it should be Italian again. And then, of course, the classic English roast dinner with stuff in and that.
I have a story, as long as we're talking about food. The other day I was at a mate's house who is a biologist and loves like animals and stuff. As Jan, Dennis met him, and he showed us this movie, Shark Water. It's about the shark fin industry and how they kill all the sharks. And he's really like, he likes sharks and hates all the people. And I was sitting there watching the movie, and I admit, when we were in southern France, sometimes you can buy shark there, like we used to grill it, not the fin, but just the shark. You cut it in like in slices and steaks and then have them on the barbecue. It's really nice. And I was sitting there, they were showing all the sharks, and I was getting hungry and feeling really bad because all the other people, it's terrible, they kill all the sharks. And I was like, oh, shark tastes so good.
I could murder a shark steak around now. I've never had shark steak. That'd be a good question. Yeah,
it's really nice. It's like it's a bit like tuna fish, like tuna. Yeah, tuna. It's a bit like that. Tuna on my brain. Yeah, tuna the fish, but it's not as strong. But it's the same kind of meat. It's like really, it's like you wouldn't think it's fish. It's like it's really like meat.
Yeah, that's a good one. This is a question I've just come up with. What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten? Is that shark? What do you reckon?
Oh god! I mean, I've eaten frog, I've eaten snail, I've eaten crocodile, kangaroo, snake, I've eaten an earthworm in school for like a test. I'd say kangaroo. I've eaten emu. Yeah, kangaroo is terrible. I don't like kangaroo. It's really strong. Snake is awesome. Crocodile is good as well. Crocodile tastes really good.
What does snake taste like then?
I'm really, I'd say the meat is really, it's like chicken, like everybody says. It doesn't taste like chicken, but a bit like that. And because it's all muscle, like the whole body is muscle, it's all like really nice, tender meat.
No, I think I'm quite boring. I've had snails and frog's legs in France. I can't think of anything that exotic, really. I do know some friends who've been places like in Asia and places like that where they eat monkey and monkey brain and stuff like that.
Eating brain is probably really dangerous. You know, with those prions and stuff, you can get it also.
Yeah, but that's how, they reckon that's how, I don't know, what you, that Krakow-Jutsfeld, is it, disease?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's basically, it's like, they're like prions, they're like proteins, I think. Looking at our producer here. Yeah, they're like
brown folded coatings. That's from Katie, who's a biologist. She knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, and so they get in your brain and destroy your brain. So.
Yeah. Because they said that's how they call it mad cow disease in the UK. I don't know if they call it that here. But that's the Creutzfeldt Krakow. I think it's Krakow. What is it?
Creutzfeldt Jakob, but we call it mad cow disease as well.
Yeah. That's the one, yeah. Yeah, so what else? What were we talking about then? Food. I can't remember now. Yeah, I eat anything really. I don't like fish much. I can't stand fish.
In France, it's really awesome. They make this fish soup, where they basically take all kinds of fish, prawns, anything, mix like puree it down, and make a soup out of it. It's awesome. It looks terrible, but it's like it's just fine. It's just they make it really small, but it tastes awesome.
I don't think I've tried that. Yeah, no, I don't mind. The only fish I like is tuna fish. I quite like tuna fish. And what else? Fish fingers, which aren't really fish. I don't know. Do you get fish fingers here?
Yeah, of course. No, they're not fish, I don't think.
No, they are some. I think they're usually cod. Well, the ones we get are supposed to be made of cod, but I don't know if they really are.
That's what they tell you. When we were at the gas station earlier to freshen up and stuff, I saw on the on a local paper here, like our equivalent of the Daily or the Sun or something like that, like Boulevard paper. Their headline was cloned food, and like cloned meat and stuff.
Yeah, like a tabloid paper or something. Yeah. No, I don't know. That's don't like fish much. I can't think of what else. No, I don't like Indian food that much. Everyone I know loves curry and eats curry all the time, but I'm not that. I don't like curry that much. Anything that, as I said to you, I said to Fab the other day, any food that's so hot that it makes you cry, is not enjoyable. I don't think. But I've watched like my dad will eat a curry with like a whole tub full of curry powder in it, and he eats curry so hot that it makes you sweat. And the sweat runs down, and then he's practically crying.
That's awesome.
And you say to him, "Are you enjoying that?" "Oh, it's really nice." Yeah. And he looks like he's having been tortured or something.
Once we get to Berlin, we'll have that's where they invented döner kebab in Berlin, and we'll take you to a döner place, and then we'll tell them to make it hot, and that'll be awesome.
Yeah, I like doner kebabs, but not like red hot ones. I don't mind stuff that's mild. I just don't like it ridiculously hot. I remember when we went to Sri Lanka years ago, and they have like curry for breakfast even, because like that's the main dish is curry, and it was hell for me because I don't like curry. So I spent like 3 weeks living on cornflakes, I think, or something like that. Every week we'd go down and they had like, because it was the restaurant, the hotel was obviously full of foreigners. They had curry and stuff, but they also had cereal. So I just used to eat cereal all day.
I love curry. This is really making me hungry. Eh?
Yeah, I can't think. What else? Yeah, Indian food. I don't mind it, but I like those naan breads you get, but with meat in them. I think it's keema. Is it keema naan? Yeah, I think it's keema naan. The one with kebab meat in it.
Yeah,
in the meat. That's,
yeah, that's what, like, döner kebab is not a kebab. It's like kebab meat in a bread thingy.
Bread. They use it in pittas. Yep, so that's quite good. We managed to fill up a bit of time with that. We're up to 49 minutes. That's not bad. And we spent like 20 minutes talking about food, I think. Oh, this is one you'll want to go on about for a long time. What's your favorite beer?
Oh dear, this is hard. I would say there are so many great beers, it's really hard to pick one.
I can do mine, Guinness.
Yeah.
That's it, that's my one answer, Guinness.
Thank you
very much.
I'd be okay with that. Guinness is awesome. Like, if I had to drink Guinness for the rest of my life, I'd be okay with that. Guinness is cool. Radeberger is quite nice. Especially König Pilsner, what we were drinking, you know, when we were in Bonn, because it's from my hometown. I love that. I basically grew up on that. But there's so many, you know, there's wheat beer, like Erdinger, in the summer. That's awesome. There's all these nice Belgian beers. You know, I think the point about beer is like it's a bit like, not to talk about Linux here, but it's a bit like open source. Like the point is a diversity.
Yeah.
Like so, if you always drink the same beer, it's really boring. The
micro breweries and all that kind of business.
That's really cool. It's sad that we don't have that many micro breweries here. It's one thing I quite envy the Americans, because they don't have all the traditional big breweries. They have, because of the prohibition, they all of the breweries had to shut down, and then now all these microbreweries cropped up, especially in San Francisco. And I listened to this podcast called Beer School, and they're down in you know, Silicon Valley, San Francisco.
Wow.
And all the breweries they have there, like all the microbreweries, it's really amazing. They brew like real special beer with stuff in it, and like limited runs and all that kind of shit. It's awesome.
Although, cool.
I have to point out, this is like one of the first Linux Outlaws where alcohol is not involved.
Yeah.
Because one thing I will never do is drink and drive. I won't touch the steering wheel if I've even taken one sip of anything with alcohol in it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's incredibly dangerous. I've never drank and drive either, but they have a big campaign in England to try and stop people from drinking and driving, but I don't really think it's that bad a problem. The thing I find really annoying in the UK is they kind of make out that it's young people who are drinking and driving, but it's not. It's the old people that drink and drive. Everybody I know under, I don't know, 40 has had it like drummed into them from when they were tiny that you can't drink and drive, so they don't. But then you got people who are like older who drink and drive, and they blame all the young people. I don't know why.
When I started driving, I set this rule that I just don't, if I touch alcohol, I'm not gonna drive, because I think it's harder if you like to say, okay, two beers, and then it's really hard to trust yourself, you know. Then one day you say three beers, and it's getting worse. You have to draw a line.
Yeah, definitely. I tell you one beer that I think is not your favorite beer is that Bleh. What was it? Bleh.
That was terrible. That's like one of the worst beers I've ever drank. That was crap.
I'm not a beer expert, but Laurie pulled out on us there. This is exciting stuff. We nearly had a posthumous podcast.
The cool thing is we have something like a black box now, like if we crash.
Yeah.
They will have a live recording of what happened.
As long as this survives the crash.
H4 recorder, then H4.
The SD card might survive the crash. Yeah, we're recording on my portable Zoom recorder. I think we've covered the beer one. Let's move on. Here we go. Your favorite place?
Cairns, not in North Queensland, comes pretty close. It's an awesome place. I'd like to move there one day.
What about home though? Hometown and that? Isn't that your favorite place?
Well, yeah, I like Duisburg, but more because I'm from there, not because it's necessarily such a great place. I mean, I love Bonn. Bonn's a nice place. I mean, we basically moved there because it's so nice, and university is so nice. I must say that Australia's got the better weather though, and all the beaches and, you know, stuff.
Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to think of my favorite place.
The only bad thing about Australia is like the internet coverage. That's like the one thing why I've not moved there yet. Like all the internet caps and download caps and shit.
Yeah, they have Telstra as well, don't they? Oh, was it Telstar or
Telstra?
Telstra, yeah. And they have problems with all the connectivity and stuff. I think my favourite place, I don't know, I mean, obviously I'm tempted to say Liverpool because that's my home and that's where I love. But outside of Liverpool, I'd have to say I really like Ireland, you know, Dublin. South of Ireland as well. We used to go there a lot. Spent a lot of time in Dublin. I really like Edinburgh as well in Scotland. That's a really nice place. Beautiful castle and all that. I'm trying to think of somewhere further away, a bit more exotic that I like. I like everywhere really. I mean, France, France is quite cool. Amsterdam, obviously, for obvious reasons. But any part of Holland is quite cool for me.
As long as it's in Holland.
As long as it's in Holland, it's okay with me. I think that's about it, really. I can't think of anywhere else. I'd have to be boring and say, pretty much stay close to home. It's another one. Which is your favorite celebrity?
The actor Stacey Haiduk. She used to be in Sequest. She was my first crush when I was like 12 or something. She's awesome.
I can't think. I mean, people ask me that. They always say, oh, what about such and such a film star? But I never really like sit around thinking about that kind of thing. I don't know, maybe I'm a realist and I just know it's not going to happen, so I don't really worry about it. Rather focus on things that are possible. I don't know. Favourite celebrity? That's a tough one. I'd have
Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, no. Well, not for me, but I know lots of people. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Footballers? No, no. I'll have to keep thinking about that one. Favourite celebrity? I don't know. I like Stephen Fry. He's cool. He's really cool. Nice guy as well.
I'd like to have him around as like maybe a grandfather, so yeah. He could like read when I can't sleep.
He could make you tea.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Make you tea and coffee and stuff. Yeah, I imagine he'd be good at it. Yeah, I like Stephen Fry, he's cool. Film stars. I like Robert De Niro's good. I don't know, I've never been... I like Al Pacino, but I don't... You know that whole Robert De Niro, Al Pacino thing that people say which one's better? I don't think there's any contest. It's got to be Robert De Niro, because Al Pacino always plays the same role every time. Robert De Niro plays, like, Frankenstein's monster one week, and then he plays, you know... he plays one where he plays like a gay hairdresser the next week. He can really do like different roles. That's why I like him. Plus he's quite cool as well. You know, he's got that hard man thing going on, Taxi Driver and all that kind of stuff. Okay, and then the last question from Dan Dart we've got, and I've got a smart aleck answer to this, is precisely to the nearest nanometer, how long is the average piece of string? Now, my smart aleck answer to this, because this is something people always say to you. It's like if they don't know something and you say like, you know, what are we going to do about such and such? To go, how long's a piece of string? And it's supposed to be like a really funny answer, but I always have an answer which is twice as long as half a piece of string, which always really annoys everyone. So I don't know. Do you want? You got an answer for that? How long's a piece of string?
What he said.
Okay, cool. Yeah, thanks to Dan Dart for that. We're up to we're almost up to an hour, so we're doing okay. Last few questions. Gene Ryan sent us some questions. So he sent us a lot of questions actually. What forms of transportation do you use and what brand are they?
Well, I a car mostly. Most of them are Renaults. We're in a Renault Laguna.
That's sacrilege though. I thought you're supposed to buy a German car.
They suck, they're too expensive. I don't know. Like I don't know. I like Renaults, they're secure, they're you know, they also they're like practical, like when you buy a BMW, it's like it's a huge ass car, yeah. And somehow there's no space in there. I don't know what they do. They put plastic you can't put anything in the trunk. Like you're totally squashed in the back. I don't know what they do. I don't get this.
Yeah, plus everybody wants to steal them as well. They're very high profile.
I do love my Renault Twingo, which is the best car ever made. It's awesome.
They're cool, the little like student-y cars, aren't they? I think they pushed them as a student car, didn't they, originally when they came out? For me, yeah, I'm unfortunately, all the environmentalists and the Green Party people will hate me because I kind of use the car mostly as well. I do take the train occasionally, but I've got an old, very old, worn-out Ford Fiesta. I don't even know if they make them outside of the UK. I don't think they have the Fiesta in America.
We have them over here, yeah.
They have them in Germany. Yeah, I've got a really old NREG Ford Fiesta, which is 15 years old or something like that. It's got a lot of rust on it now, and it's falling apart. But it still does well. And I've had some good times in that car. I've had some near crashes, near death experiences in that car, which are but it's always done me well.
I'd love if I ever become rich, I'm gonna buy a Corvette. Nice. It's like my favorite sports car.
A little red Corvette.
It doesn't have to be red. I mean, Corvette looks really good
in
every car.
Little Red Corvette. I'm sure that's the song.
I don't know that one.
I don't know who it's by. Yeah, they might be Prince or someone like that. Who knows? Yeah, so that's unfortunately the same for me. Is the usually in the car.
I hate flying. One thing about me is I absolutely hate flying. People wonder how I get to Australia, but it's like with every kind of terror, after the 2 hours of like total death terror. Like all your adrenaline is basically gone and your body can't produce anymore, so yeah. I'll just have a whiskey or something and then I'll just, you know, try to stand it.
He's like Mr. T, they have to knock him out before he gets on a plane.
Exactly.
With some special milk. They get special milk.
Ain't got no plane, fool.
No, I don't mind flying. I've never really, I mean, I haven't got a fear of heights. A lot of people are afraid of heights, but I don't really mind that much. I know it's an old joke, but I always say it's a bit irrational being afraid of heights because it's the ground that will kill you. It's not the height. It's always the ground that kills you. That's what I should be afraid of. Now I've been on a few dodgy flights. The worst thing, I don't like turbulence when you're in a plane and it shakes up and down. That's scary. I don't like that. Years ago, I went on a flight from Canada, from Toronto to Manchester. In England, and for about 2 hours, the plane shook up and down, in really bad turbulence, and I have to be honest, I did think I was going to die at that point. I think it was just all over. I'd pretty much made peace with everything. It's like, okay, this is the end. Here we go. But we survived. What I find really funny is when they try and serve drinks and things, and it's like planes getting thrown everywhere. And like, would you like a drink? Throwing it.
Have you noticed how the turbulence always starts exactly 30 minutes after they've served all the food?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Oh, hang on. We're getting just for everyone listening. We're getting lots of lorries pulling out on us, or trucks if you're American. We seem
like
to be okay.
Do that, overtaking each other.
Yeah, it's a bit of a competition.
What the hell is going on, bastard?
They're all pulling out on us. We're now are we now 3 hours, 3 hours roughly, to Berlin. So, getting there.
330 kilometers to go.
Yeah, we've done about 200 kilometers, something like that. Temperature's going up, 24 degrees now. So, yeah, still nice and sunny.
All the information you require. What? It's the next truck here. What the hell? Man.
I don't know. I must wonder what the hell we're doing. Anybody who can see in the window, like these people overtaking us, they must wonder what the hell is going on in here.
Like you're sitting here with the microphone and shit.
Okay, so here's another question for Fab. I think I know the answer to this, but here we go. It says, Fab, what country would you emigrate to?
Yeah, I mean, we had that before. Australia, I think. I'd emigrate to Australia in a heartbeat. Like, nice people, nice country, nice food, nice beer. You know, if they fix the internet, it'll be paradise.
Yeah, I mean, Australia is nice, but my problem is they've got the four deadliest things in the world, haven't they? In Australia, like, isn't it like the great white shark and some kind of snake and the funnel web spider and something else? They've got like the most deadliest animals.
Although Queensland's quite good. Queensland, they only pretty much have snakes. The funnel webs are down in Sydney. I learned recently watching that movie that sharks are actually pretty cuddly, and they apparently won't kill you. They just bite your leg off. So that's a relief.
So that's all right then, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. You get used to that. I mean, I lived there for a year, and I'm not really good with spiders and stuff, but you get used to that.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, Jan wouldn't like this, but maybe I've seen too much Jaws over the year, because sharks do scare me. I mean, I wouldn't go out and kill one, but I'm not going to jump in the sea and go and try and hug one either.
Yeah, there's people who do that. That's really...
Well, they're just stupid. That's just crazy. I do know people try and hug bears and things like that, and they'll just kill you in one go. That's pretty stupid. How do I get this fucking squirrel off my face?
I don't know. Whoa.
Give him nuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. We had a suggestion here. Give him nuts. That'll work.
Cool. That's reference to anybody who hasn't heard, that's a discussion we had in the forum about how you would stick a squirrel to your face. We talk about the big topics. I'm not sure I understand this question. It says, why doesn't this hatch allow the F word? Do you understand that one?
I don't know. Maybe they were cursing at Twitter. I don't know. My answer to that be because the hatch was made by the Dharma Initiative.
Yeah. Okay, last question on here then. Final question is why doesn't... No, I've read that. Is there a city in the US that you would want to visit?
For me, that would be New Jersey. Although, you know, we had that discussion before, and everybody asked you what the hell's in New Jersey. Well, Bruce Springsteen lives there, and, you know, the whole Sopranos angle.
Yeah,
it's just cool.
Yeah, for me, I do like... everyone's going to laugh because everybody tells me New Jersey is a dump and it's not worth visiting, but I'd like to visit that as well, but mainly because that's where all the Kevin Smith films are set. And you can go to like the shop where he filmed his first film, Clerks, years ago. Red Bank, New Jersey, I think it is, which is an interesting place. But other places in the US, I mean, I've always wanted to go to Boston. I don't know why. But when people say Boston's a dump as well.
You're freedom lover, you just want to hug all the FSF people.
I want to go and hug a bearded person. hug a beardy. Boston looks cool. I think we've got some very distant family over there. My mum's got like cousins and because the whole Irish connection. So I've always wanted to go there.
I could do without visiting California. Yeah, it seems like they're all crazy there.
I've heard LA is horrible and it's really nasty. It's not a nice place to go at all. But apparently San Francisco is really nice.
Yeah, but everybody says that. They all want to live there, you know, the whole Silicon Valley thing.
Yeah.
I think it's overrated.
We should ask Jono.
Overrated. We'll ask.
We'll ask Jono. He's moved to California. To be honest, there's loads of places in America I'd like to go. I'd like to go to Detroit, which again is another dump, but so they say.
Yeah, and they have they're really shit hockey team.
Oh yeah, I don't know anything about the hockey business, but
I hope Jager isn't listening.
Yeah, the reason I want to go is because that's where Motown was started. You know, Motown Records and all that, and obviously big music fan. So yeah, that would be interesting. Anywhere really. I mean,
you're not picky.
Yeah, no, I'm everywhere, anywhere and everywhere. I think pretty much. What's that about? We're just driving past a lorry with a picture of a guy and with a huge long nose on it. What's that about?
He was. We have since a few year or so we have toll for trucks. In Germany, and I think he had something on the back of his truck complaining about it.
Yeah, I think it was a bit of a Pinocchio reference with the nose thing. Yeah, so I think that's all the main questions. Anything else we want to talk about apart from lorries? And hang on, he's speeding up now. he's speeding up. We're going a lot faster. Yeah, I can't think of anything else. Can't believe we've got to 100 episodes. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, we are recording this on the way to Linux Talk because, you know, I think it'll turn out that we have put all the content from Linux Talk in the last episode, but just to confuse you a bit. And yeah, it's pretty amazing. We said that before, but I never thought we'd make it to 10 episodes.
And I never thought we'd get over 100 listeners either. You know, when we got up to 100, I thought that was incredible. So, yeah, so it's good stuff. So thanks to everyone for listening. And I can't think of anything else. Oh, nice scenery here. I can't really describe it to you. Lots of trees.
Very enthusiastic.
Yeah, lots of trees. No, it does look nice. It's just that there's not a lot I can say about that that would conjure up the image for people. I'm not very good at that kind of thing. So we're going to pull over at the services, I think. So we should probably be a good time to wrap it up, yeah.
Wrap this sucker up. We hope you'll be with us for the next 100 episodes. Yeah. Maybe one day we'll record a episode in the plane. And if Mark Shuttleworth wants to give us money, I'd also be up for recording an episode in space, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. That would be in a space station on the Soyuz, is it? The Soyuz...
That's a capsule that goes up on the International Space Station. That would be awesome. Especially if they named that one module Serenity. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'm not sure we could do one in a plane, though, because you'd have to be knocked out, so it wouldn't be that exciting.
just give me enough to drink. At some point, it's okay.
Then you might get plane rage or something. Who knows? Air rage, as they call it. Yeah, so anyway, we're going to wrap this up. Thanks to everyone for listening. I can't believe we managed to talk for an hour and 10 minutes about basically nothing. We're going to pull over and have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, I should say.
I'm hungry now.
Oh, we're going to get some food as well. We're stopping at the...
This is our talent. There's a police car there, so they're probably wondering what we're doing with the microphone.
We're near Hanover, so we'll sign off here and we'll report back from Linux Tag in Berlin. Take care, everyone.